In the last 2 weeks alone, I have chatted with someone running for office in the U.S. presidential race, a UFC legend, one of the first ever to win and dominate a division, someone who recently got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, and some other colorful business owner and thought leaders. When this show was doing interviews, and by the way, that's coming back next year, with highly sought after thought leaders and business owners, people would always ask me, Jay, how in the world were you able to get so-and-so on? Maybe I could tell you it was a bit of luck. It might have been. There's always a component of that. I could maybe tell you that it's our show, it's our brand, I have millions of visitors and listeners and email subscribers. Sadly, that would be a lie, and we don't. So trust me, it's not the audience, and it's not the audience size. Maybe because they like me, they like my hair, they like my energy. Look, you might agree with some of those things, but not everyone feels the same. The truth is, I have always had a few secret weapons in my toolkit that has helped me stand out from the crowd. These tools have allowed me to build relationships fast with anyone I choose. And in this week, I want to share with you one of my secret tools. Yes, it has to do with sales and persuasion. Yes, if you understand the power of relationships and networking, you need to be paying attention to this. This tool, or maybe I should say the tool as well as the mindset of using the said tool, has helped this show land millionaires, billionaires, and even New York bestsellers and Olympians. For our agency, my business, it has helped my team and I land a similar status for our clients, high seven and eight figure business owners, and the emerging thought leader of tomorrow. Does it work 100% of the time? Does anything work 100% of the time? I can tell you it's simple and it's effective. And the most important part is that you can do it too. If you are curious and you want to know how to access this tool, go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/Black Friday and make sure to give us your best contact details so my team and I could let you know when it is available. And yes, because it is the holiday season and because it is Black Friday, it is going to be ridiculous how we offer this. Trust me, there are a few skills that has helped me make close to $500,000 since I started this show. And I can attribute a good chunk of those results to this exact tool slash mindset of using this exact tool. And I'm going to give it to you for pennies on the dollar. So go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/Black Friday and see for yourself later this week. Now, on to the episode.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and I'm super thrilled to be joining you again with another episode of The Inner Changemaker. Look, in case you haven't tuned in a little while, or this is your first time tuning in, this show is all about choosing a legacy, choosing currency. It's about choosing the man, woman, the person that you're becoming. It's about choice, creating choices. It's about options, freedom of time, freedom of money. It's about having it all. It's about who you need to become so that that can happen. And this episode, we're going to dive right into it, talking about tiny hinges that swing big doors. I'm just excited, you know, personally, to be back with you and consistent again on the show. So earlier this week, I met with a client downtown Toronto, and I don't want to give, you know, too much away in terms of what they're doing, but let's just say that they represent a very big idea, a new idea. And if they're successful in their movement of said idea, it would essentially mean that every individual in this country, I imagine over the age of 18 or what have you, would be receiving a dividend from the government, right? I probably have said too much. Some of their contemporaries in the US have called this a freedom dividend. So if you want to really know what I'm talking about, just look that up. And, you know, tons of support have come out for it over the last few years, but tons of criticism have also come, has come because it seems like another form of welfare. It's giving, you know, free money to those that are less fortunate. Anyways, I'm not going to get into who's right or who's wrong. It's ultimately their battle. But we were in a conversation with this client of mine, and we were discussing their overall strategy. You see, they brought me on to be able to help them hit the top 100 of iTunes with their platform, their show. But not only that, we don't just get people with the vanity metrics up front. We really are concerned about what's going on the back end. So I kind of laid it out and I said, hey, this is where we're going to be about 90 to 120 days from now. And this is where I think you're going to be in the next few years. And they agreed and they said, wow, so simple. We like it. And I said, yeah, simple and effective. Isn't that the secret of life? And, you know, we were in good spirits, right? Because we shared, you know, similar values, you know, my client and I. And, you know, we started talking about all the basic things, simple things that people could do every single day that you yourself can do today. And it doesn't cost you anything. You know, in most cases, you've heard of these. None of them are going to be big words, right? And you might have done them as well, right? And chances are, statistically speaking, you haven't done any of these basic, simple things long enough to actually see the effect. So going back to the title of the show, small hinges that swing big doors, right? And I want to chat with you about some of these items today. Some of them are more on your personal life. Some of them are more on your business side of life. But I'm going to share with you some of these little things that you're going to have to, like you don't have to do all of them, but chances are, if you're going to be successful and achieve some level of success over time. And by the way, success means something different for every single person. I used to think it means, hey, you got to hit $1 billion. You got to be an entrepreneur running some crazy innovative company. Look, we all got different definitions, you know, of what success means. It might mean spending more time with your family. It might mean being in the best shape that you've ever been in, right? I'm talking about being your own person. I'm talking about the idea of choosing who you are, choosing what you stand for, who you work with, how you spend your time, how you spend your day. I'm talking about becoming the best version of yourself, sometimes the truest version of yourself. So I'm going to dive into some of these items, and I want you to think about kind of like a inventory check, right? Hey, am I doing these things? Because I promise you, you've heard of all of them, right? But so many times we're talking about it on the show. Common sense is never common practice. So let's just do a quick little inventory check. Let's start with the personal side of things, right? Here's a few items, not in any particular order, that you could kind of score yourself on and think to yourself, am I actively, do I have a game plan in place for this? And am I doing this, right? So first and foremost, water. Okay, my students and clients that are listening to this, they know I'm big on this, right? Because it's not like a full-on secret, you know, but I looked this up just so it could sound way more legit than just, hey, my opinion, right? But up to 60% of the human body, of the human adult body, is water. And according to H.H. Mitchell, Journal of Biological Chemistry 158, I literally just Googled this, okay? The brain and the heart are composed of 73% water. And the lungs are about 83%. Okay, I didn't know that. The skin contains 64% of water. Muscles and kidneys are 79%. And even the bones are about 31%. So why do we not consume the right levels of water? It seems like common sense, really, right? We've heard it over and over again, but I always tell all of our clients and all of our students, before you do any recordings, before you create anything, before you kind of sit down, you got to hit at least 500 milliliters, maybe a liter of water, because if you're anything like me, you're just going to forget during the day, right? And so you got to put in some basic practices. I try to go for two. I don't necessarily go too much more. I know some other people, they're like, hey, you got to go a lot higher, right? But I find that flushes out enough of the toxins, gives me kind of the optimized level for me, and it's going to be a little bit different for you, right? But water, are you drinking enough water? Super basic, right? Next one, gratitude. Who knows what time it is, right? That's right. It's gratitude walk time. So look, shout out to all the Insta people listening. They know what I'm referring to, right? I go on these gratitude walks on my stories, mostly because I'm outside the office and I feel like, hey, you know what? I could be doing, just sharing with you guys, right? Gratitude walk is kind of like a personal thing. Essentially, it's something I heard from like an old Tony Robbins tape. Like, I don't even know where it came from. I think it was like somebody who was sharing a story on one of his tapes. Like, it wasn't even me that heard the tape. Anyways, and it's the practice of gratitude, one, right? Which you probably have heard of. But it's the idea of, hey, I'm going to be grateful for things that are in my life, but I'm going to also be grateful for things that's coming in my life. So it's kind of like you're calling your shot, right? Like you're calling the basket before you make it, right? It's a huge thing. I think there's too many, you know, episodes and books that have been written on this topic, but I think if you're listening to this and it is not like, it's not like going your way, you know what I mean? It's not like you're not having like the best, you know, today is not like a 10 out of 10 for you. I would start with gratitude. Like, just get a sheet of paper and just write out, you know, 5-10 things that you got going on in your life that is pretty amazing. And sometimes we just got to bring our awareness to it, right? So gratitude, what are you grateful for that's in your life? Because I promise you, no matter how bad things are, I can show you a couple hundred people that you wouldn't trade places with them, you know? So it's good to be grateful for those things. Next one, writing down your goals, having a vision, creating a vision board. Okay. Now look, I'm not here to teach you goal setting. I'm not here to, you know, hate on vision boards or to say they work or not work. It's basic, right? If you don't know where you're going and you don't know what you're aiming for, how do you know what success looks like? You haven't even defined it. You have not even written down where you're going. You're literally saying, I want to wake up and I hope things are going to go well. I hope, right? Hoping sounds like a really positive word, but it's a really bad strategy in general, right? And so these are just like basic, like we just spent like a few minutes on these, right? Water, gratitude, writing down your goals. Here's a few other ones that I kept writing, like as I was putting this episode together. And I thought, I don't necessarily want to just dive into and make this whole episode like a high performance one, but here's some others, okay, that we haven't even talked about. Movement, mobility, right? Flexibility, okay? Sleep. Oh man, sleep. People have written books on sleeping, right? Eating right. Oh, there's an entire industry on that, you know? Saving money to invest, or saving money in general, right? Saving money habits, right? Spend time with yourself, loving yourself, self-love, right? Breathing properly, breathing, knowing how to breathe, right? Being consistent with your habits, with your content, with your business. I mean, these are just simple things. So simple. Why aren't we doing it all the time, right? Well, we talked about it. Common sense is never common practice. Simple to say, simple to do, simple to understand. Also, guess what? Simple to skip. Simple to not show up. Simple to let yourself slide. And look, I'm telling you this because I let myself slide on some of these things, right? Fitness. I didn't even include fitness in there because I'm so scared of it, right? Like, fitness is like the thing that's on the calendar, and when I see it, I move it, right? It's not great, you know? So it that's part of the reason we don't do it. It's too simple. It's not complex enough, you know? And plus, a lot of the things I just said, water, gratitude, you know, writing down your goals, you don't get to actually see results right away. You kind of, you know, you forget to do them because you don't immediately get the right results right after doing them. And you forget that you're playing the long game here, right? Now, that's on the personal side of things. What about the business side of things, right? Say you're in business, or you are a thought leader, you are an emerging thought leader, an expert, somebody who wants to be able to share their message and impact others. And maybe you're doing so already on a high level. So I know tons of you that are listening to the show are well on your way of doing that. What's the common sense stuff for entrepreneurs, right? I'm just going to go through a few. We're not going to even go into them. Validating your product before investing more time and energy in it, right? Will people buy it? What about working on your pitch? Working on different ways of reframing the conversation? Working on different objections that people are going to have with buying your product, right? What about getting to know your audience? You know how much how many times I've talked with entrepreneurs and people that are just starting out and people that are even that have gotten to a certain level, right? And like, hey, look, let's break down who your audience is, right? Focusing on getting your first client kind of goes back into validating your product. Focusing on replicating your best clients, right? Have you ever thought about, hey, who do you enjoy working with? Who do you not enjoy working with? How do we get 10 more people that you enjoy working with, right? What a question, right? Having a results-oriented mindset, having a results-oriented culture in your team. These are basic things. Like I wrote this list in 15 seconds, right? And the question is not whether you know it. It's whether you're doing it. It's whether you're implementing it, whether you're in momentum about it, right? Let me share with you, actually, the story's just kind of coming to me a little bit. And I got to be honest with you. So this is a platform for being raw and being honest, right? So I got to share it with you guys. So look, a little while ago, you might have noticed or you might have remembered that I ran a two-day podcast intensive. This is earlier in the year. And I asked the room for people to share with me some of the things that they were doing, some campaigns. Like the idea of being in the intensive, if you're ever at like a live event thing with me or you're ever, you know, working with myself or my team, like we're very results oriented, as in I'm going to ask you things about what happened and I'm not judging you, right? Like I just need to know what happened. I need to know what your frequency is. I need to know what your open rates are. I need to know like what's the data that's coming in, so that I can actually diagnose and give the next like set of things that you should be doing, right? So anyways, a student comes in the room. I'm going to leave the man nameless, okay? We're going to give him a different name. We're going to call him Thomas, okay? Thomas. Thomas says, hey, you know what? I have this great group, and we ran this webinar, right? Webinar is kind of like a masterclass. It's online. It's like an online training, typically about half an hour, 45 minutes, maybe sometimes even longer. Essentially, you train people, right? You kind of tell them exactly, you know, what's going on, what's missing, and then you tell them what to do, and then you typically pitch on the back end of that webinar in terms of how to do it. So maybe they want to work with you. Maybe you have a system or a program or a team or a service that helps them get the result faster. So you want to teach them what to do, and then you want to sell them how to do it, right? That's typically how a webinar works, and we can go into that if you guys are curious. But anyways, he said, hey, I did this webinar. You know, I looked at all these ads. I bought all these courses, and you know, everybody was telling me if I do a webinar, I'm going to be like an ultra millionaire, right? And, you know, cause ultra millionaire is a level. And I said, okay, so cool. How did it go? He said, well, good, I guess. I mean, I put it together and I put it out and, you know, I thought hundreds of people were going to attend. Not that many people attended, a couple, you know, like 10 or 20. And out of the 10, 20, I got two clients out of it. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, great, right? And he said, yeah. I said, so when was the last time you ran the webinar? And he said, well, I ran the webinar 3 months ago. And I'm like, okay, what have you been doing? What have you been doing in that time? And he tells me all sorts of things. And I go, hold on. Didn't you just tell me that you did the webinar on a whim, right? You did all the work, you put it together, and you got a couple, you got like two or three clients out of it. Why are you not doing the webinar more? Are you like, do you not need more clients? And it's so crazy. It's insane. Like now that I'm telling you the story, but he goes, no, people promised me that hundreds of people would attend my webinar, and I did the webinar and not 100 people came. Right. And yeah, so I stopped doing it because I'm on to the next thing, you know? And I'm like, wow. You know what's going on here, Thomas, right? I said, your embarrassment of starting small is keeping you from ever getting big. Your embarrassment of starting small is keeping you from ever getting big. And Thomas paused and he considered it and he kind of understood what I was meaning, that if you find something that works, you got to work that thing in your business, right? It might be a webinar, it might be a sales pitch, right? You're finding that it converts, but you have these lofty expectations of like, you want to be, you know, like you're not doing a webinar until 500 people show up. And I'm like, look, you got to work this thing, right? You did it once and you might've gotten lucky, you might've not, but how do you know? Right. And he had this grandiose vision of like, hey, I want to play up here. And I'm like, look, the way you're going to get up there is by doing a lot more of this, a lot more of the small stuff. Right. So you got to have a vision, but you got to execute it. You know what I mean? You got to execute the small things. Right. And I think people get lost. They go, hey, I want to execute the big idea. And they do it. They do the thing once. So they drink the, like, they listen to this episode. They go, oh my God, I got to drink water. So I drink 2 liters in 20 minutes. Right. you know, moving. Okay. I'm going to get up and move. I'm going to do 100 pushups today. Right. And they go to such extremes. And by the way, I do this too, you know, because we're human. Right. And it's, they don't do things over time. There's the little things that build up that momentum. So what have we discovered today? You know, easy to do, easy to forget. Write a personal side, writing down your goals, gratitude, water, just, you know, hey, Jay, I've heard this stuff before, but question is, are you doing it? In business, validating your product, working your pitch, doing things that work, getting to know your audience, right? Once again, molding, working it. What type of thought leader are you? What type of expert are you? Are you somebody that just talks about it, regurgitates, you know, content on this? Or do you live the actual life? Are you someone who preaches high performance and then, you know, you're like not, you know, you're incongruent in the way you're living, right? Remember, the show is about becoming the best version of ourselves, becoming uncommon amongst common people. So what type of entrepreneur are you? What type of thought leader are you? Take an inventory. You know, some of the basic things that we talked about, right? Are you Thomas, right? Have you done a couple things here and there and you found success, but then you stopped doing them, right? Or are you somebody that's playing the long game? Somebody that is revitalizing, getting reminded of the things that you do well and trying to do more of them, right? So that's it for this week's episode. I'm super pumped because later this week, I'm going to talk more about my agency, my business, a couple of the principles that our company, our team uses actually to reach out to new clients, build new relationships, and how it's literally exploded my network over the last few years. If you've been following for any amount of time, trust me, you don't want to miss the next episode and what we're launching this week. You can get a sneak peek of that, by the way, at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/Black Friday. That's right. Black Friday is coming up. We know it is. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/Black Friday. Appreciate you guys so much. Happy to be back and can't wait to, you know, share more secrets, share more perspective with you. If you haven't subscribed yet, come on. You got to help a brother out. Do that wherever you're listening to this show. And if you got any value out of this, if this episode made you think, made you want to be able to be a little better, share this on social, share it on Instagram. If you're doing it on stories, tag me at the Jay Wong and I will reshare you. Remember, movement, momentum, flow, abundance, money, success, operating your gift. You can have it all. Talk soon, my friend. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.